Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. My name is Nate Thurston. Across from me is Mr. Charles Chuck Thompson. Charlie, you're a good dude.
You're a good dog, Dad. Your dog's right there next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there.
Yep.
Really, just because, you know, he wouldn't shut the hell up downstairs, so... Now he's up here.
And if I left him out of his kennel downstairs, he would have chewed the whole place up.
I know. So. He literally started eating your couch.
The couch. Yeah.
He got sick of all the other stuff.
He got a notebook and chewed it all up. And now I realize a dog eating homework is actually a real thing. When I was a kid, I was like, there's no way. But when I was a kid, all my dogs lived outside. Not my fault. Blame my grandma. She didn't like dogs in the
house.
When
I was a kid, all my dogs died.
Yeah.
What's up? This is Good Morning Liberty.
They get hit or something?
A lot of them, yeah. Mm. We probably have like 20 dogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, this is Good Morning Liberty, where we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning. My name's Chuck. With me, as always, Mr. Nathaniel, Nate, Paul, Revere, Thurston.
What up, man? We do Good Morning Liberty every single day of the week when we want to, and even at night sometimes. Yep. And it is currently nighttime, and you can smash your subscribe or follow button. We talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of meaning. I know what you're thinking. Wow, these guys sound way more giddy than normal. Like, they sound really happy. And you're right. We do sound really happy. And it's because we get to put up this photo. Right there, Megan Rapinoe crying.
Mm.
And I've been waiting to put this photo up. It's a bittersweet moment because I know because she's retiring. She's played her last game, allegedly.
Mm.
It's bittersweet. It's bitter because I know now she's going to spend way more time saying dumb stuff. It's sweet because we get to put a picture of her crying.
Yeah. Hey, at least she got paid equally.
She did.
For losing.
I think
just like the men did.
There's like a, I think we have a video of her talking about what her favorite memory of all her years playing soccer. You got World Cups, stuff like that.
Winning the World Cup.
Winning World Cups. But what's the favorite memory?
Is there a memory that stands out to you right now in this moment? I mean, probably equal pay chance after the final. And I think, you know, they're saying equal pay, but could have been saying a lot of things. I think this team has always fought for so much more, and that's been the most rewarding part for me.
Now, you get a chant of equal pay after the final, Charlie, because it the truth of the matter is it did not matter what the heck they did at all. Because almost all their money is taxed from the men.
Literally.
Yeah. And so people are like, oh, they messed up because of wokeness. Or they messed up because of they're anti-American or whatever. No, they messed up because that's how incentives work. They don't need to do anything. They're just going to get the men's money. Mm-hmm. So who cares, right? That's what I think happened. They lost that. They're not hungry anymore. They're living high off the men's hog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's no incentive.
I know. I don't think that that's actually what... Listen, soccer is a tough sport, I'm told. Okay. Unless you're playing against them. It's pretty easy. Okay.
Yeah. And look, I want America to do well. You know, like, even though we got a whole disagreement about how they stole money from people, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, you still want to see your national team represent America.
I don't care.
I didn't watch the game.
Sweden won, and they didn't do COVID lockdowns. So I'm rooting for them.
The whole way through. That's
why they won.
Yeah.
Because they got better immunity.
It's,
so yeah. It's not a mystery.
Okay.
Their women can run faster.
Exactly. Yeah. And none of them fell dead with heart attacks or anything.
They're not vaccinated.
They probably still did vaccinate.
Yeah.
Everyone's making fun of her for missing this penalty kick. And listen, I think that that's, I get it. It's fun to make fun of her for missing this penalty kick. People miss shots. I want to make fun of her for having stupid ideas, not for missing a kick. But this video making fun of her for missing a kick is really funny. If you're hanging out with us right now. If you're just listening, that was her kicking the ball. Went wide, high, right.
Way over the goal.
Way out of the stands, and it actually hit Joe Biden on the back when he tripped over that sandbag.
That's what happened.
So that one's worth playing at least. I get it.
What happened? I mean, I literally don't know what happened except they lost, but they were up 3-2?
No. Those are other things to do with soccer. I think those are penalty kicks or something. I don't know.
But they
0-0.
I know, but they were up 3-2 in penalty.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because it looks like the U.S. made 3, Sweden made 2. They missed one. And so then they missed one, and then Sweden must have made the next 2. And
I literally do not know how soccer works. Do you have to get up to 5? To win?
Well, I mean,
because there's 5 boxes.
Like
you take 5 kicks, and then it's whoever made the most out of the 5 kicks. Is that how it works?
I don't know. I gotta watch Ted Lasso.
Does anyone in here watch boring sports?
Anybody watch football?
Anyone in here? I'm not making fun of soccer, by the way. I'm making fun of women's soccer. Okay. Yes, that's correct. So you take those kicks.
Yeah.
And I think their previous game was also 0-0. And so they've really stepped it up here this year. And this is the round of 16. They didn't make it. And
I mean, we'll Megan should know this by now, but she's supposed to kick the ball into the net.
Yeah, it's got
to
go in.
Yeah.
She's been playing long enough to. But when you get old, you forget stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right.
So what are you going to do? Okay, well, that's one thing from the weekend that we get to make fun of. Here's something totally, I mean, actually completely unrelated. It's kind of squeezed in here kind of weird between some more cultural stuff. That was my fault for putting it in here. How about this, Charlie? Elon Musk is vowing to go to war against companies that punish employees for their activity on X, meaning if you tweet something and people don't like it and you get fired, Elon Musk and X are going to, they said they will spend whatever legal means to go to bat for you.
They'll go to war.
They'll go to war.
Start digging trenches.
Yeah. So I guess there's an article in here if you want to read that. Yeah.
Ex-owner Elon Musk said on Saturday night that his company would go to bat for people who are punished by their employers for things they do on his social media platform. If you were unfairly treated by your employer due to posting or liking something on this platform, we will fund your legal bill. No limit. Please let us know.
Well, that's, I hope the lawyers don't see that.
Yeah.
Going to get some price gouging out there.
Musk later added that his company would also wage a public relations war against companies that punish their employees for what they do on X. And we won't just sue. It will be extremely loud, and we will go after the boards and directors of the companies, too.
I think, okay, the rest of it doesn't really matter. this is one of those things where I think we'll like the outcome, but I'm going to maybe make some people mad here, but I don't really agree with them all that much on the first part. The lawsuit part, because I happen to believe, and I think Charles does too, that your company can fire you for whatever the heck reason they want to. Now, legally, are there grounds to do so? Like, can you use the courts to your advantage and do something or sue them? Sure, if you want to do that. But philosophically, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with the people getting fired for what they do on the app either, but I think that you should be able to be fired for any reason, literally any reason. If I don't like that you blinked just then, fired, out the door, gone, you know? We're in your house, though, so that's kind of weird.
That would be
awkward.
It'd be really strange.
Yeah. I can still use the studio, though, right?
I don't know. We'll have to see if I want you to or not. Yeah. be okay. really strange.
Well, it's a good thing I didn't fire you just then.
Yeah, I mean, I get what he's doing. And, you know, a lot of people do get, I would say, unfairly let go for something that they do. You know, I had a situation once, bring this down to a personal level, because that's our listeners love personal.
They love it.
The more personal you can get, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I helped found a company, and this company was a travel company, so a lot of Patagonia folks and North Face folks that, you know, use the company to travel down to Peru, and a great company still, good friends of mine that run it, and I was told because of this podcast,
this one,
yeah, and other beliefs that I had, that I was no longer allowed to be listed as a founder on the website, which I was like, well, that's fine, that's no, you know, whatever, I get it, you know, these woke Patagonia leftists ain't gonna like what I have to say. That's fine. But then later they were like, yeah, you know, if you keep doing the show, then we're gonna have to, like, you know, let you go. And it was, there were three founding members, so it was two versus one. And there was nothing I could do about that.
Did you guys even have to
have
an official board meeting, or was that just done over the phone?
No, we did, actually, because it was it's a corporation. So anyway, they bought me out because they had to, because I own shares. And so, but I didn't really fight it much. I was like, okay, you know, two versus one. I don't agree with the decision, but also, like, it's, even though it's our company, they owned the majority together. So it's like, okay, well, you're saying that these principles don't align and it could potentially negatively harm the company, so we had to let you go.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, fair enough. That's
I think
what that, happens.
I think that that's fine, too. I think it probably came out pretty well for you in that whole thing. I'm not really sure. But I
did okay.
I think you did fine because you were able to keep doing this podcast. You know, for better or worse, that's our lives right now.
I kept doing what I believed in.
Did you hear about this NASCAR driver, Noah Gragson, who's indefinitely suspended by NASCAR for liking a meme of having to do with George Floyd?
No.
I haven't been able to find the meme yet. I'm assuming it must be pretty bad because indefinitely suspended? I don't know how long that is, but it's indefinitely. Has anyone seen the meme? Is it that bad? I can't find a... I've been looking for it the whole time. Whatever Charlie was saying for the last few minutes, I was trying to find that meme. And no offense, Charlie. I'm kidding. I know the whole story.
That's all fine. Right. You don't even need me for this conversation.
Who
said he's going to find it and send?
Yeah, if you can find
it,
let me know.
The same guy that had a noose in his garage?
No. No. Noah Gragson. I don't know. I don't watch enough.
Did you see, was it Neo?
I saw that rapper guy
or whatever.
I saw his video. It was pretty good.
He talked about, you know, like, kids can't be transgender. And then the next day made an apology. Like,
well, kind of. Are you sure? Because he kind of didn't.
I mean, what I read seemed like an apology.
Okay.
So well, he was really sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that was his publicist, apparently, because he put out a video of himself talking about it.
So his publicist put it on Twitter?
Apparently. Yeah, so he blasts his publicist for releasing an apology after he condemned the left's agenda of sexualizing and transitioning children. We're just kind of doing a free-for-all show right now.
There we go.
Let's do it.
I didn't even know you had this.
What's going on, loved ones? This is Neo. All right, listen, I normally don't give too much of a about what y'all think about what I do, or what y'all have to say about what I say, whatever. I normally don't care because, like I said, opinions ain't special. Everybody got one. However, this is something I feel very strongly on, and I need y'all to hear this from the horse's mouth, not the publicist's computer. So check this out. First and foremost, I do not apologize for having an opinion on this matter. I am a 43-year-old heterosexual man raising 5 boys and 2 girls, okay? That's my reality. Now, if my opinion offended somebody, yeah, sure, I apologize for you being offended because that wasn't my intention. My intention is never to offend anybody. However, I'm entitled to feel how I feel. I'm absolutely entitled to feel how I feel the same way you are entitled to feel how you feel. I ain't asked nobody to follow me. I ain't asked nobody to agree with me. I was asked a question, and I answered the question, okay? I have no beef with the LGBTQIA plus community whatsoever. I ain't got no beef with y'all. Do whatever the hell it is you want to do. Do what you want to do with your kids. However, somebody asked my opinion on this matter, and this is how I feel. I will never be okay with allowing a child to make a decision that detrimental to their life. I will never be okay with that. I don't care. I definitely plan to educate myself a little bit more on this matter. However, I doubt that there's any book anywhere or any opinion that somebody's going to tell me that's going to make me okay with letting a child make a decision like that. That's just period, point blank, and that's how I feel. If I get canceled for this, then you know what? Maybe this is a world where they don't need a Neo no more, all right? And I got no problem with that. I'm a hustler, right? I'll figure it out. I got kids to raise, and I'm going to do that regardless. So with that being said, y'all have a good day. I love everybody. Live how you want to live. Love how you want to love. But your opinion is yours. Speak your opinion as much as you well feel like it. Because as I said, they're not important. They're not special. Everybody got one, and you're entitled to it. I'm entitled to mine, all right? Y'all feel how y'all want to feel. Have a great day. It's me.
Okay.
It's Neo, in case you're wondering at the Neo. End. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had forgotten until then.
Yeah.
I don't know who the guy is, but I agree with the only 2 minutes of him I've ever heard.
Yeah, I don't know much of him. I probably heard some of his songs before. I just don't know what they are.
Mm.
Yeah. So did he delete the apology tweet?
I don't know.
Hmm.
This was the...
Yeah, don't...
This is the one that... Don't apologize. Thanks, Magoo, for sending this over. The one the NASCAR driver liked.
He liked this?
On Instagram, I guess. There's audio, and I'm terrified of what it's going to be. All right. Let's see. Okay. I'll tell you what, that was pretty uneventful.
Okay. Got it muted.
Yeah. Under the sea. Okay. Under the sea. It's just a meme that says under the knee. Under Denis, and it's playing that, and he liked it, and indefinitely suspended from NASCAR.
I don't know what that means.
Well, George Floyd was killed under someone's knee.
Oh,
yeah, that's George Floyd. That's, oh. I know that looks like a crab, but the head on there is George Floyd's face.
On a crab.
On a crab. Mm. Yeah, and it says under Denis.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess... If you're running an organization and you got a ton of sponsors and stuff like that, I understand. But come on, can't we make fun of people dying anymore? Jeez, what's this world coming to if you can't do that?
Yeah.
All right, what else we got? Oh, yeah, this also happened over the weekend. Good Lord, you see anything about this?
No.
All right, Twitch streamer Kai Kennett. I'm just going to say Kenneth because I don't
Jeanette?
Care. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kai.
We know it's Kai.
KC, yeah. For short. We'll call him KC. Has been charged with inciting a riot. Not a riot. It's Kenneth and a riot. Okay? I'm just trying to read too many things. This looked pretty crazy, but at least you can get like a free PlayStation out of it. Let's see what we got here. Let's find some actual videos of stuff going on. Well, that was one of them. Now, this is one where they're robbing this dude who's running a little shop on the side of the street, so that's cool. Taking stuff from him. That's not good. We're not actually showing the whole riot here.
Let's How is this the, Kai's fault?
I know. We got to figure that out.
With people, and we do believe that that was the vehicle that had Kai Sinat in it.
Sinat.
See now.
We were way off.
Looks as though could have been leaving the area. And that is why you're seeing that crowd there chase after. That's the vehicle right there that they believe Kai Sinat is in right now. As Safan was saying, he was there. He was in the crowd for a little bit.
First off, aside from the riot part, how do you get yourself so obsessed with some dude who has the internet at his house and streams on a website?
Honestly, I think
if it's not us,
they're blaming the wrong person. This is really Twitch's fault for having the platform.
Twitch is liable for this, and whoever owns PlayStation, Sony. It's Sony's fault, you know?
So what happened? What's the story?
So he decides to do a giveaway of some PlayStations, and I think he did a video with maybe some gift cards, and they just had a jubilee of a time.
This is because they didn't get a PlayStation?
No, it's just because they're so happy about the play. I don't know is the answer to your question. But anyway, there's a bunch of people beating on the hood of a truck. And then there
is Chicago?
This is in New York. In New York. This video says that Kai predicted this. I didn't completely catch it, but people are saying, oh, they're going to play this in court. And I don't want to have to go back through all of this and search for all of the language that can't go onto the radio. That's why I'm being so selective right now, because I don't have time for this. But apparently in here, they're looking at the Google Earth, a camera view of where they're going to meet and predicting that it's going to be mayhem when they go and do their meetup.
Mm.
Okay. That's the edited version that I'll tell you right there. We don't need this anymore. We showed that one. Here's one. This one says the side they're not showing of the Kai Cenat at the giveaway. I guess maybe saying
we gotta chill.
Chill.
Yeah.
Chill. Okay, so the question, Charlie.
He said peaceful.
He said
he tweeted
peacefully
out
and patriotically.
Yes.
March over and get your PlayStation.
Yeah.
Here's some aftermath. Definitely no environmentalists there. Just people looking for PlayStations and gift cards. This is typical of any
PlayStation giveaway
gaming store that I go to.
God. Yeah,
pretty normal
type
behavior that you would have right there. Here's one that people are upset about. It's when they accidentally, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because I don't know if they've ever done this before, but they accidentally rammed this guy, the cops accidentally rammed this guy through the glass of the van. Just watch him. It's unfortunate. Oops.
Oops.
I hate it when that happens.
That's not a wall, officer.
Yeah, that's glass. They went with a cheaper glass on that taxi. I'll tell you that right there.
That's been replaced.
It's because it's for New York, and they're like, this is going to get broken all the time. We're just going to get cheaper glass. All right, coming up, we're going to continue talking about this Kai Cenat rally, riot, insurrection. I don't know. We're going to talk about whether or not he should have been charged with incitement. That's kind of weird. Remember, you can find our podcast, Good Morning Liberty, on your favorite podcast app. This is Liberty at Night on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Credit card balances in the U.S. have hit $1 trillion for the first time ever. The New York Federal Reserve reports total credit card debt jumped by $45 billion from April through June. Meanwhile, total household debt also grew to a record $17 trillion. Nearly 1 million acres around the Grand Canyon is being designated a national monument.
First time I saw the Grand Canyon, as I stood there and looked out, a phrase came to mind. It was instinctive. I said, this is God's cathedral.
President Biden said his action protects lands sacred to Native Americans in the region and permanently bans new uranium mining. COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. are on the rise for the second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12% nationwide. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's up, y'all? This is Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. Go to BernieLives.com to listen to our podcast every day of the week. We've been talking about this Kai Sinat riot that happened over the weekend in New York. He's getting charged with incitement. And, Charlie, do you have any clue what's going on?
Okay, so let me see if I get the story right.
Good luck.
This, like, famous Twitch streamer, Kai Sinat.
Mm-hmm.
Says, hey, I want to do a meetup and give away some PlayStations and some gift cards.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, that's cool. And so a bunch of people start showing up. And then just because there's a crowd, then they start vandalizing things?
So people start, you know, I don't know why people started vandalizing things.
It looks like to me
it's
a bunch of kids who literally have nothing else better to do.
I know, and they have...
And so now
here's a good,
they're on a march to destroy capitalism.
That's, I think it's property. And if you wanted to have like our philosophical libertarian conversation about this, I think it's a hatred of capitalism. I think it's a lack of respect for personal property. And
this guy who tweeted this is jobless YB fan.
What's YB?
I don't know, but he's jobless.
This is when Kai Sinat got released and people found out where he's staying and they're, I mean, what, who is this guy? Seriously? People care about this dude this much?
I've never heard of him.
Good Lord. We don't need to be getting on Twitch, man. This is the kind of people you get. I'm going to riot next week. They're going to use that.
Does anybody in the live group know what's happening?
Yeah. Why did this happen? And why? Okay, here's another question.
I don't understand how he got charged with inciting a riot. Now, the excuse that they're using is that he didn't contact the police before holding this gathering, and that he knew that there were going to be hundreds of people showing up in a public area, didn't have any permits, didn't talk to the police, or whatever, and he had a bunch of people. Now, I don't think you should be able to get arrested for having too many friends. And if I say, hey,
what was your crime, yeah, Kai? Well, man, I just got too many friends.
Yeah, you know? Exactly what he sounds like.
Yeah.
And that's what it sounds like to me. I get that bad stuff happened and all that, but I don't understand charging him with incite. You know, this is what happens. This is the Trump precedent. You know, when you just have your friends get together in a public space, you're going to get held liable mm-hmm. for whatever they do, apparently.
Yeah.
Except for he didn't get any charges with that because he's white. Trump did not get charged for J6.
Mm.
But Kai did not get in charge for this.
I thought Trump was just indicted for J6.
Had nothing to do with J6. It all had to do with the election claims.
Mm.
Yeah, they bring up J6 a bunch and how he caused whatever, but there's no charges related to January 6th. Except for the election certification, which was taking place on January 6th.
Mm.
So there's stuff with that.
But he did get impeached for J6.
He got, yeah, for inciting.
Yeah.
When you literally can't charge him with criminal incitement or they would have just done it. So yeah, if anyone can tell me why it is or how it is that this guy got charged with inciting a riot, it's actually pretty serious charges for him. Looking at the article here from the Washington Post, let me see how much time they're talking about. I think they said the maximum is 5 years. Police arrested 66 people, including 30 juveniles. Sinat was arrested and charged with riot, inciting the riot, and unlawful assembly. If convicted of all three charges, Sinat could be sentenced to 5 years in prison. So all three of those. The issue I have is that if he did not tell all of his friends to go and riot and start tearing stuff up and being crazy, then I don't think the responsibility is on him. And even then, I don't even think the responsibility is on him. It's still on the individuals who took the actions. And the reason I don't like this, while I understand he probably knew it was going to be mayhem out there, it's still on the people who did all the bad stuff, not him. You know, they could have all lined up peacefully. For all he knew, they were going to line up peacefully,
or at least mostly peaceful,
patriotically. 93% of them would have been peaceful.
It actually looked like 93% were.
Bibles in hand,
mm-hmm.
calmly whispering to one another about how excited they were about the PlayStations.
I didn't see any PlayStations in these videos.
I didn't see a single one.
Yeah, or gift cards.
Maybe that's what it was, a fraudulent offer. Mm-hmm. There were no PlayStations. I don't know.
Maybe they could charge them with that. It says here that Twitch has banned Sinat several times since 2021 for various infractions, including displaying explicit imagery, threatening other users, and streaming while under the influence. Is that against Twitch's rules?
If that's a thing, lock me up.
Can anybody tell you can't Twitch under the influence? He's got 3.2 million subscribers on YouTube. He's number two most active subscribers on Twitch.
Hmm. It's a lot of people.
He must be a pretty big guy.
He's kind of small. I saw him in videos.
Big as in a lot of fans.
Oh, like in stature, like in the community.
In the entertainment industry.
I got you.
Yeah. Okay. What does he Twitch about? Obviously, he's drunk when he does it.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't remember. Why should we?
Yeah.
Okay, let's...
It's so bizarre. I think the other thing you have to think about is, again, you have a bunch of kids with no, like, purpose or morals.
Yeah.
Like, and they just think it's a good idea to run around destroying things. Like, you know, when I was a kid, and, like, you dropped a piece of trash on the floor,
mm-hmm.
somebody saw you mm-hmm. do that and you didn't pick it up, they would literally be like, did your mama not teach you
mm-hmm.
any better than that? And
yeah.
I'd be like, you know what, you're right, my mom did teach me. I shouldn't do that. Yep. Pick up the piece of trash, throw it in the trash can. You know? But nowadays, you just throw it on the ground, and you steal stuff, and you vandalize things, and that's a mess.
I think
get your brooms.
I was talking to Lacey about this because we were taking care of kids this weekend, and we were talking about how it'd be so tough to raise kids these days, and in today's day and age. And I was saying that if I ever had kids accidentally, God forbid, if I ever had kids, that I'd move to a small town. That way they wouldn't try that. But I would move to a small town because, you know, we grew up in a small town. You know,
nobody tried anything.
Good job on Jason Aldean for making that pop in your head every time you say the word small town, at least. So that's pretty good. You know, in small town, when you litter something, there's a good chance someone there knows your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to tell. And your mom wants you to do good because there's not enough people in the community to go around. Like, she was
flexing on her.
About her. I know.
Yeah.
And there's just not so much of this evil coming to us in the small towns, you know? So, I don't know. You guys that are parents, let me know.
You know, if you ever want to try something,
mm-hmm.
You ever thought about trying something?
Not in a small town.
You better go to New York.
Mm-hmm. That's where you try things.
That's where you
this
try.
This is what happens when you try that in a big town. You see? That's why he wrote the song. You wouldn't try that in a small town. I guarantee you.
Oh.
You would not.
This is fantastic.
Night shows are pretty fun.
It's
our who gives a
next up. This thing is going to make you mad.
this is one I just happened to look on Fee's website and saw this. So, Nature's Proximal Origin paper was a work of fraud and scientific misconduct, say scientists who are demanding a retraction from Nature. So, I believe just last week, Charlie, or later tonight, if you're listening on Tuesday, we talked about how it was actually Fauci who commissioned a paper of experts.
Which he then cited.
Which he cited afterwards as proof that the lab leak theory was not the most likely thing. It was actually natural. It was all naturality, mm-hmm. You know. It was bats. What it was. Mm-hmm. A growing number of people, including prominent scientists, are calling for a full retraction of a high-profile study published in the journal Nature in March 2020 that explored the origins of SARS-CoV-2. The paper, whose authors included immunology and microbiology professor Christian G. Anderson, declared that evidence clearly showed that SARS-CoV-2 did not originate from a lab. Quote, "Our analyses clearly show that SARS-CoV-2 is not a laboratory construct or a purposefully manipulated virus," the authors wrote in February.
That's how you know it is.
Mm-hmm. Yet a trove of recently published documents reveal that Anderson and his co-authors believed that the lab leak scenario was not just possible, but likely. Yes.
So the ones who published the paper saying that there's no way possible that it could be from a lab.
And that their analysis clearly showed that it was not a lab leak.
Now, we're finding out that at the time that they wrote this paper saying that it was not, their most highest form of belief was that it was.
And so they wrote it because Anthony Fauci told them to. That's why. Quote, I believe this is from Slack between the authors. "The main thing still in my mind is that the lab escape version of this is so friggin' likely to have happened because they were already doing this type of work and the molecular data is fully consistent with that scenario." Anderson said to his colleagues, which published a series of Slack, a report from Public, which published a series of Slack messages between the authors. Okay, so when people say trust the science and trust
the experts,
this is what they are telling you to trust.
They can all off.
And this is why you do not just blindly trust things, because these are human beings out there. And they have underlying motivations and biases and their own incentives. And you can make an analysis say anything you want it to say. And they were basically told what the analysis needed to say.
All these scientists,
and they did it.
Should renounce their science ship.
Yes.
They should give up their science cards.
Mm-hmm. Science is ashamed of this.
Yes.
I can tell you that right now.
Anderson wasn't the only one, though. Look at this.
Who else you got?
Public cataloged dozens of statements from Anderson and his co-authors, Andrew Rambaut, W. Ian Lipkin, Edward C. Holmes, they're naming names here,
mm-hmm.
You know, Robert F. Gary, between the dates of January 31 and February 28, 2020, suggesting that SARS-CoV-2 may have been engineered. Quote, "The fact that we are discussing this shows how plausible it is," Gary said of the lab leak hypothesis. Quote, "We unfortunately can't refute the lab leak hypothesis," Anderson said on February 20th, several days after the authors published their preprint.
Wait, their preprint said, "Our analyses clearly show that COVID is not a laboratory construct or purposefully manipulated virus."
Now, why would they do something like this? Well, this is just speculation. I don't know. But to complicate matters further, new reporting from The Intercept reveals that Anderson had an $8.9 million grant with the NIH pending final approval from Dr. Science, Dr. Anthony Fauci, when the proximal origin paper was submitted.
I didn't even read that far into it yet. You've got to be kidding me, man.
That's not why he published.
They're not even...
God, Nate, that's... No way! He would be that unethical.
You're telling me that this guy was waiting on Fauci to approve $9 million grant at the time that he published this paper that Fauci commissioned?
I'm not telling you that. The Intercept is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Guys, this... You remember, okay, and an important thing to remember, which you also brought up in our Fauci and lab leak conversation previously, is that the Rand Paul Fauci videos, Fauci is so, how do you describe it?
Angry.
Angry is a way. He is narcissistic about it. He's very condescending.
Egotistical,
that's a good one for sure. And he's so confident and he tries so hard to attack Rand Paul for questioning science and for even acting like this is a possibility. And as you brought up, he was trying a little too hard to defend himself by attacking the person that was asking him questions. And that's exactly what was happening. And I cannot wait for them to bring him back up and talk about this paper. I don't know if they've had a conversation about this paper yet, but I'm ready for Rand Paul v. Fauci part 6 or whatever it's going to be. Because it's going to be awesome.
Need to go to jail. Honestly.
When you say that, it sounds like a stretch, but imagine the public health experts out there running the country. Now, he'll say he has his own deniability. He didn't shut down anything. You know, he didn't shut down any schools. He didn't shut down any businesses. But he was clearly the person that was advising the people that were doing that. And he was on the news 87 billion times a day telling people and going off of this and stuff like this paper. People were censored on social media. People had their accounts taken down, their livelihoods taken away for even mentioning that this could have been a lab leak. From the Wuhan Institute of brand new coronaviruses, that it could have been a lab leak. And they are so full of themselves that just them coming out and saying, "Oh no, you're crazy. You are just crazy. There is no way to this. I said that that's not what it is. And you have to trust me. You have to trust the experts. I'm the doctor, you're not. I'm the scientist, you're not, and you have to listen to me." And that is how we were treated for so long. I mean, for years, that's how we were treated. And there are still millions of people that would go to bat for this dude. There are millions of people that would tell you that the lab leak theory is ridiculous, and it's a conspiracy theory, because Dr. Fauci said so. Look at this paper from Journal Nature.
Also, here's the other question you have to ask. Why were they so afraid of it being a lab leak theory? or being from a lab? Like, wouldn't you just want to get to, like, okay, we're in the middle of a pandemic where you believe the models, millions and millions of people are going to die worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Worldwide.
Wouldn't you just be like, who cares? We got to get to the bottom of this so that we can figure out what the hell is going on and stop the pandemic, stop people from dying.
And make sure it never happens again.
But no. The first inclination was to cover their own ass.
Mm-hmm.
Was to slap paint on the donkey, you know?
Yeah. To paint on the donkey?
Pretty up the ass, you know?
To lipstick on a pig?
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Paint, you know how you paint the pig?
Glitter on a bullhorn?
Mm-hmm.
That's how my granddad used to say it. I don't know how yours said it. But,
well, my granddaddy wasn't around. So.
No, they did it because he knows that he was part of funding the research that ended up causing this virus to come into existence and is part of the reason that it leaked and that millions of people around the world died from it. And so that is why they initially came out
mm-hmm.
with the CYA radio-friendly move.
Yeah.
Right there.
When you think about, like, when someone gets that angry, you know, in those exchanges, when someone's just asking questions and they feel the need to be that defensive because they know that they're wrong. That's why, because imagine if Anthony Fauci really didn't know, you know, he was just taking those questions and he wasn't trying to cover anything up. He'd probably been like, well, you know, I don't think that that's the case. I mean, maybe there's something there, but you know, my expertise, like, I just don't really think that this could have come from a lab. Like, he would answer the question in a more genuine fashion,
mm-hmm.
not be so aggressively defensive. And typically when people are aggressively defensive, because they're guilty. That goes in politics as it does for anything else in life.
I wanted to see, we can cut some of this up, but I want to see what this exchange was.
Support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan. Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute
of Virology. Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund...
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina, not
You don't think inserting
China.
A bad virus? Like how,
he doesn't do it, but if he does, but if he does it well.
Spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain-of-function.
That is
not in the minority, because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So do you still support sending money to the Wuhan Virology Institute?
We do not send money now to the Wuhan Virology Institute.
Do you support sending money? We did, under your tutelage. We were sending it through EcoHealth. It was a sub-agency and a sub-grant. Do you support the money from NIH that was going to the Wuhan Institute?
Let me explain to you why that was done. The SARS-CoV-1 originated in bats in China. It would have been irresponsible of us if we did not investigate the bat viruses and the serology to see who might have been infected.
Or perhaps it would be irresponsible to send it to the Chinese government that we may not be able to trust with this knowledge and with this incredibly dangerous viruses. Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research...
I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying
naturally.
Things that are not correct.
Government defenders of gain-of-function, such as yourself, say that COVID-19 mutations were random and not designed by man. But interestingly, the technique that Dr. Barrick developed forces mutations by serial passage through cell culture that the mutations appear to be natural. In fact, Dr. Barrick named the technique the no-see-um technique because the mutations appear naturally. Nicholas Baker of the New York Magazine said nobody would know if the virus had been fabricated in a laboratory or grown in nature. Government authorities in the U.S., including yourself, unequivocally deny that COVID-19 could have escaped a lab. But even Dr. Xi in Wuhan wasn't so sure. According to Nicholas Baker, Dr. Xi wondered, could this new virus have come from her own laboratory? She checked her records frantically and found no matches. That really took a load off my mind, she said. I had not slept for days. The director of the gain-of-function research in Wuhan couldn't sleep because she was terrified that it might be in her lab. Dr. Barrick, an advocate of gain-of-function research, admits the main problem that the Institute of Virology has is the outbreak occurred in close proximity. What are the odds? Barrick responded, could you rule out a laboratory escape? The answer in this case is probably not. Will you, in front of this group, categorically say that the COVID-19 could not have occurred through serial passage in a laboratory?
I do not have any accounting of what the Chinese may have done, and I'm fully in favor of any further investigation of what went on in China. However, I will repeat again, the NIH and NIAID categorically has not funded gain-of-function research to be conducted in the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
But they did.
Yeah. They funded it through just get out of here with that man.
They funded it through the
Echo. Other people, yeah. Eco Health Alliance.
It's like if I give you money and then you're gonna give it to them.
You didn't fund it. I did.
Yeah. You're the scapegoat.
You told me that I needed to follow all the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You winked when you did it, but that's not on paper.
Yeah. So I gave you the money and said, hey, give this to the big guy.
That was just 10% of it, or was that the whole 10%?
For yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
That wasn't, the best exchange that we've heard, but yet again, denying the gain-of-function stuff. I think he's going to have his day in front of Paul again, and it's going to be amazing. And I might watch it live this time because I'm going to be so excited about it. All right, y'all, coming up, we're going to talk about how unions and even the government got together to steal some of your money and even put people out of work. That's weird. Liberty at Night on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.